It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I have on the line with me Haley Clark, and she is a mother to Addie Clark. I know about the Clarks through the Kendall Ball family, and I appreciate the fact that Mary Andra and Sandy both shared about the situation with Addie and Batten disease, which she currently has. It's a rare disease. You know on the Mark White Show that we cover rare diseases when we can, when we find out about these situations, because we want to bring awareness to Batten. We want to bring awareness to what these families are going through. I'd like to welcome to the show right now Haley Clark. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Haley.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, I'm glad to have you on, and I know that it is a very difficult time for the family right now, and for people who are listening, they can tell you have an accent just like I do. But it's we both have an accent, but it's from different locations. Yours is from Swindon, England, west of London, and of course mine is from Alabama.
And of course I think my accent goes even a bit stranger because I grew up in Zimbabwe.
There you go.
Where, you know, Uncle Paddy was. So, yeah.
Well, I like your accent, and I appreciate that. And, of course, the Kendall Balls are great friends of ours for many, many years, and I appreciate the work that your uncle and aunt have done there in South Africa.
Yeah.
And love their family very dearly. Of course, let's get to know the Clarks, and let's get to know about Addie. What type of girl is Addie Clark?
Oh, a very fiery one. She's full of fire, full of love, full of kisses. Not a lot of talking, but lots of love. You, if you were in our house right now, she'd be offering you a chocolate. She's got a gift of hospitality, even though at the tender age of 4.5. she's a great gift to us amidst all the hardships at the moment. Yeah.
Well, we have a daughter. Her name is Cora, and she'll be 7 in December. And
amazing.
These little girls are so precious, and we want to make sure that we help them grow however they can and try to be the examples that we should be to them.
Yes. We have a little boy as well, Samuel. He's 7. So, I'm sure he and Cora would get on well.
I know that you have found out recently about Batten disease. I don't think that you had heard about it until Addie was diagnosed, had you?
No. No, never before. Although I know there's, you know, many families in America dealing with it. I was actually watching a Facebook Live on Saturday with a lady going through the same treatment and struggles that we are facing and ahead of what we're facing. But yes, never heard about it before. So I'm so thankful that you have a segment on your show to raise awareness about that. That's just wonderful because there is such a need for, you know, raising funds to trial new drugs. So I'm really grateful for that, Mark. Thank you.
Sure. And tell us what led you to take Addie to the doctor to get the diagnosis of Batten.
Well, like yourselves, we've been in lockdown, although it's been a bit different in the States, hasn't it? But we've, over lockdown, she's just been at home. I mean, she's had speech delay. She's 4.5, but her speech age is 18 months to 2 years. And we always knew that there was something a little bit strange going on, but we didn't quite know what it was. And, you know, the professionals were telling us it's speech. We'll just keep working on it and it'll come right. But in sort of February, March time, we started noticing that she was having what we now know as absent seizures. And in May, she had a massive seizure on sleep where she woke up not breathing and my husband had to revive her. She had another one of these another 3 weeks later, and that's when they started the investigations. And we found that she had epilepsy. And then, of course, that's when all the investigations started. It's a bit different here in the UK. We're really blessed to have the National Health Service here, which is, you know, free health service, but there is long waiting lists. And so that's the other side of the coin with that. They are absolutely incredible. We don't know where we would be without them. And our family is, my husband is in ministry and, you know, it's not a large income. And without the National Health Service, I don't know where we would be. But we are, but the other side of the coin of free health service is a long waiting list. And sadly, I think we just didn't pick up anything of that. So, we were only able to get genetics testing done about 5 weeks ago. We were told they'd be back in a month, and we were surprised at that because we'd been told genetics testing can take up to a year to come back. And thankfully, praise God, we were just waiting a month, and it came back with Batten's disease. And our world has been changed. The future outlook of it has been changed. But we trust the Lord and we look to him for whatever he has for us.
Yes, and when it comes to rare diseases, and we've talked about rare diseases here on the Mark White Show many times, one of the things that families run into often is the fact that it takes doctors scratching their head for a long time to figure out what it is because it is so rare. So what you're saying is they found that Addie had Batten pretty quickly.
Thankfully, we were in our local hospital and they were really looking after us. Neurologically, they started to pick up, they think it's something neurological going on with Addie, and which they didn't have expertise at the hospital. And so we were blue lighted over by ambulance over to a specialist hospital, which was an hour away. Which I know in American standards, that's like around the corner. But that's like, oh, an hour away. But thankfully, a special neurological hospital just down the road. And they have such wonderful specialists there that got Addie an MRI within a couple of days, all kinds of different testing. And and that's when it came back with Batten's disease. In fact, I thought it was you calling, Mark. It was a doctor just calling me before.
Wow. Okay.
A specialist neurological doctor, but she's kindly agreed to call me back.
Oh, that's sweet.
So she's very kind. Yeah, we're very thankful for the doctors and all that they're doing. But yes, like you say, rare conditions that cause the doctors to scratch their heads, and you know, strange symptoms that I guess can cover many other genetic conditions. So yeah, we're just thankful for what they do know, you know, not what tests they can do. So yeah.
Having a doctor call leads me to my next question about support that you've received throughout this journey, and not just from the medical professionals, but from people in your church, people in your family, people in the community who have helped to support Addie and your family. It's been a pretty remarkable effort so far.
Absolutely astounding. We cannot get over how we have been surrounded by love and prayer, and we don't know where we'd be without the church. And it's God's wonderful plan in this world to give us the church. And I wish everyone could have a church and a family body that they could be a part of. A friend of ours that we were connected through when we were living sort of in London, he has set up a GoFundMe page for us, and we're raising money for that. Some of that's going to help us personally in terms of the expense and the cost of traveling for London, because her treatment now will be every fortnight for the rest of her life. And that'll be traveling to the specialist hospital in London, Great Ormond Street Hospital. But the rest of, we're now on a mission to raise £250,000 to with the other Batten families that are affected by this awful disease, to try and raise funds for enzyme therapy that's injected into the eye to try and save sight for these children. We're still quite new to the process. I don't know all the ins and outs of it. Still learning. It's only been a few days since we had the diagnosis, but we know that about this new enzyme therapy that's actually being trialed in the States at the moment with some really good results. And I would encourage all your listeners to find out about Batten's and how they can help the wonderful children and their families there too. But we're jealous to have that kind of treatment here in the UK, and hopefully that'll happen soon. I'm not sure if it'll be able to help Addie at this point in time, but even the families who come after us. That's our next goal.
Yes, and hats off to Brendan Mills for his effort so far with the GoFundMe. What an incredible guy he is.
We're so thankful. We're absolutely astounded. I think I haven't even comprehended it yet. Just the amount of people that are just with us on it, and we are just stunned and overwhelmed by the kindness.
Well, Haley, with that, let's take a quick break if you don't mind, and when we come back, let's talk about how people can support this Batten disease effort. And not only help your family, the Clark family, but help all families around the world who are facing Batten as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Great. Folks, we are talking to Haley Clark. She is in Swindon, England, and we are talking about Addie Clark. She's 4.5 years old, and she has been diagnosed with Batten on September the 30th. We want to continue to help this family as well as other families who are facing Batten, which is a rare disease. I hope that you'll continue to listen. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-a-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen. To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. We are talking to Haley Clark in Swindon, England right now, and we're talking about her 4.5-year-old daughter, Addie Clark, who was diagnosed with Batten disease on September the 30th. As you heard in the first segment, there has been a fundraiser that was organized not only to help the Clark family, but they're expanding out to recognize all families who are facing Batten disease. And we'd like to welcome Haley Clark back to the Mark White Show. Welcome, Haley.
Thanks, Mark.
Now, when it comes to Batten disease, and we know that it's a rare disease, we've talked about this a little bit, neurological disease. We do want to try to help families around the world. And as we said, your fundraiser that Brendan Mills had started is doing incredibly well, and we are so thankful for that. Let's talk about how we bring awareness to Batten and let people know through the Mark White Show, because there's many just like yourself who didn't even know about Batten, or I didn't either, until Addie was diagnosed. And now we have a platform to bring awareness to Batten. What do you tell people right now as they're listening about a rare disease that they've never heard of before?
Oh, you know, that's such a good question, because I feel like I was one of those people only this time last week.
Right.
My daughter's literally, this is what we're Monday today, and this is Wednesday. I feel like I'm still on a journey of discovery myself. And it is so life-altering and devastating. I think, you know, everything that you picture for your child gets changed overnight. And it's, for us, it's been worse than the worst-case scenario. I mean, there's just pain everywhere in the world, isn't there? But to know that actually for everyone donating on that GoFundMe page, be it from like £10, £20, up to, you know, some people have given £1,000, £5,000, it's absolutely incredible. But every little bit helps. And I think for me, I know that if there's anything that tugs on my heart or feels like I want to do something about that, it's amazing how even the smallest amount really does make a difference. And you know, you hear people talking about that, but to us personally, a £10 donation, you know, is a significant portion towards our journey into London. It's things like that would just help hugely, not just to us, but, you know, because I feel like we've kind of been so upheld and so by the body of Christ, like just to feel loved. But it's just, you know, the wider picture of helping other families as well, and especially this expensive treatment that's coming up. So just to I guess read up on it, and to, if you know someone who might, or find out about someone, because they might even be living in your town.
Yes.
And I know that even helping for us would be, people have bought us meals, and that has been such a help as well. And so it's not just financial, but you know, just practical help like that. Just coming alongside people that have had this sort of life-altering, world-altering diagnosis. We can just be such hands and feet to people at this time in ways that might seem little, you know, to yourself, but speak volumes to other people.
Of course, as you said,
yes,
there are organizations where you are in England. Are there multiple organizations for Batten, or just one in your area?
So we are under, in the UK, it's the BDFA, the Batten's Disease Family Association. We're just getting to know them.
Yes.
But they have been recommended to us by Great Ormond Street, and they've said just how wonderful they've been. And already we are the recipients of all their hard work. Like, so the treatment for, so Addie has, there's different types of Batten disease, and Addie's type that she has is called CLN2. And just a couple of years ago, this treatment wasn't available to any child, whereas now it is. And so Addie is a beneficiary of this wonderful charity's work, the BDFA. I know that they've been pushing really hard to get this treatment available. At the moment, it's on a sort of basis where it's going to be reviewed in 4 years as to whether it's something that the NHS will adopt and will keep going to be offered to as an ongoing treatment to children. So, we'll see where we are in another 4 years. But we're so thankful for what this charity has done already. And so that's who we are raising money for. That's where the BDFA are going to come into our lives very much. They help families. So like us, they would help support us with travel costs sometimes as well. But, you know, bigger than that and wider than that and more expensive than that is this new treatment with the enzyme therapy injection into the eye. So, we're so thankful for what they're already doing, and we look forward to getting to know them more, because we're only just starting out on this journey.
We're thankful that your doctors found it out quickly, but even in certain places,
yeah,
they may still be wondering what's going on and not even know that it's Batten disease.
Yes. 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 And I think what's so tricky is that while degeneration is happening, you can't tell, because so often, well, from what I understand, is that children with Batten's disease that have a speech delay, like our Addie does, and so they can't tell you what they are feeling and they can't express, oh, my leg's hurting or I feel unstable. They can't express that. It's just what you can observe. And praise God, we were observing her through lockdown. Thankfully, we were all in one place. And so we see the degeneration happening before our eyes. And sadly, that's pattern. It's regressive. So skills get lost, sadly. So Addie's quite unstable on her feet, and we're hoping that she's going to be able to have this wonderful brain surgery on Friday to try and just save some of these skills, preserve them for as long as possible. Because sadly, there's no cure. Maybe that's worth saying, is that the treatment that's happening at the moment is to slow regression, not to cure it. We'd want even more investigation ongoing to see if there's a cure. Wouldn't that be a great day?
Yes.
To find that.
So surgery is this Friday, is that correct?
Hopefully. We're just waiting to hear back from the doctors because she has to have an MRI and then surgery. And they said ideally it's the same day, but potentially it's a few days apart. So Friday or this weekend at some point.
Well, and we'll keep people posted on that. We want people praying really hard for Addie and for your family during
this
time. I want people to go to Addie's Baton Adventure and join in the effort and be a part of supporting the Clark family and families around the world as you follow Addie's adventure and learn about Baton disease. Around 750 people so far that are following, that are supporting your family, and I just think that's wonderful.
Oh, I didn't even know that. That's incredible. That is just incredible, and I'm so grateful for that. And if you follow our page, we hope that it will be a story of encouragement to you, because I know that sometimes it's so hard to follow these stories because it's heart-wrenching, and life can be heart-wrenching enough to kind of hear anyone else's story. But I just I pray that our story wouldn't just be our story, but a story of God at work in us. We already are knowing how much the Lord's word can be relied on. the morning of Addie's diagnosis, before we got it, I was reading Psalm 115. Do you mind if I read it out, Mark?
No, you go
just,
right ahead.
A few verses. So a few verses from verse 9, it says, O Israel, trust the Lord. He is your helper and your shield. O priests, descendants of Aaron, trust the Lord. He is your helper and your shield. All you who fear the Lord, trust the Lord. He is your helper and your shield. And my prayer is that Addie's Baton Adventure, we've called it an adventure because we trust that the Lord can work in all things to make what should be devastating and dark and is, that he can turn that around and make it something else, because he is a helper and a shield. And that's been my experience so far, that there, in the midst of the sadness, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and he is shielding us like we've never known, and in a very special way. And I know it's a long journey, and I know there'll be a lot of grief and pain, but we pray that our journey into Batons will not just be about us, but about the Lord and about his great strength on our behalf.
You know, Haley, it is great to be able to talk to you, and I appreciate your spirit. I can feel it in you that you are a person who is a positive person who tries to have a positive outlook on life. And with what you're facing with Addie, you and Dave both, I do wish you all the best, and you're going to have many people around the world praying for your family. You know that, and you've already seen an outpouring of support, and we just don't know sometimes how much people care about us until something like this happens, and tragically, and yet thankfully, we see the amount of people who truly care for us when we hit sometimes what might be considered rock bottom, but at the same time, it's such a wonderful thing to see people rally around. I'm sorry that you are going through this and to find that out that way, but that is how we see that we truly do matter and that people do care about us.
Yes. I'm so thankful, and we are held at every point. And I feel like I could spend my life saying thank you to people and to the Lord, and it wouldn't be long enough. So thank you to yourself for having me on to raise awareness for Batons. I really appreciate it, Mark.
Absolutely. I think that this is a good starting point, and that I'll reach out to some batting organizations myself and see if we can get some researchers, maybe some medical professionals to come on as well to talk about batting. This is how it works on the Mark White Show. So I do appreciate Mary Andra and Sandy both sharing about this. That way it was on my radar to know about Addie and your family and how we can try to help we can, Haley.
Oh, thank you, Mark. And thank you to my special family for connecting us in. Thank you.
Yes.
That's so wonderful.
Folks, we've been talking to Haley Clark. Her husband, Dave, he's not on the line with us. He is with his daughter, Addie. We appreciate the fact that Haley has joined us from Swindon, England today to talk about batting disease and her daughter, Addie, who's 4.5 years old. We want to remember to continue to keep this family in our prayers as well as finding ways to support them however we can. I do want you to go to Addie's Batting Adventure. Addie is spelled A-D-D-Y, Batten, B-A-T-T-E-N, Adventure. Check it out. Find out more information. You can also find the GoFundMe at that page. I encourage you to support if you can. If you can't, at least share about this effort and let people know. Rare diseases are one of those things where we need more people sharing about it so that research is done, interest is gained, and that way these families can get some relief from what they're facing with a rare disease that's not curable at this time. Maybe the day will come because of you sharing and bringing awareness that Addie, as well as the other children who are affected by batting, will find a cure. That's the hope and that's the prayer, and we look forward to that day. But right now, do what you can to help these families, and we appreciate Haley Clark joining us here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for all you've done. Thank you.
Folks, I hope you'll continue to listen as we recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherie Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello.
Kyla,
I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.